Wow! Did you hear that? That's not a storm. That's your internet firing up with Leaptel's NBN plans. Lightning fast, rock solid, and when you need help, you won't be stuck on hold with someone overseas.
Nope, you'll get real people right here in Australia. And get 500 megabit speeds for just $79.95 for your first 12 months. T's and C's apply.
Visit leaptel.com.au and leap to better internet today.
You're listening to SBS News.
We are coral pulled from the reef, and our voices must be heard.
What you just heard was part of a satirical auction taking place in the heart of Sydney CBD. Featuring coral costumes with price tags, the event organised by the Australian Marine Conservation Society is highlighting Australia's live coral export trade, which takes place through licensed fisheries in the Great Barrier Reef.
Step right up for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. These are some of the rarest, most distinctive corals in the world.
Comedian Kirsty Wieback is among those present.
Come on, corals, do a twirl. Show them what they're buying. You can do better than that. Give them the old razzle-dazzle.
But despite the spectacle, the Conservation Society's Simon Miller says it's no laughing matter. He says coral harvesting is a needless practice, adding to climate and water quality challenges already threatening the world's biggest tropical reef.
Each year, up to 190 tonnes of corals can be chipped away from the Great Barrier Reef and sold into the global aquarium trade. And we think Australians will be really shocked and appalled to hear that that's happening.
He says there are currently 59 licence holders in Australia.
This is why we want to see a transition away from a wild harvest fishery, away from fishers chipping these corals off the reef, to aquaculture. Corals can be grown in tanks, so why are we taking them from our own Great Barrier Reef, a World Heritage Area?
Coral harvesting industry proponents say limited entry permits, gear restrictions, catch quotas and other regulations keep the practice sustainable while imposing negligible ecological harm. But advocates say live wild coral exports have been banned in several countries, including Indonesia, Thailand, Fiji and Belize, and they also want to see this happen in Australia.
We're really urging the Australian government, Environment Minister Murray Watt, to support the coral fishery to transition away from wild harvest of corals on our precious Great Barrier Reef to tank-grown coral aquaculture. Now, that solution already exists. The fishers, they already have aquaculture facilities, and so they can grow these corals in tanks, and then this trade and those regional jobs can continue to exist. But we need the government to support to end the wild coral harvest.
The conservation group argue growing coral could spawn regional jobs, but that the government would need to support the transition away from wild coral harvesting. Environment and Water Minister Murray Watt says he's aware of the threats to coral reef.
This is something that is affecting not just the Great Barrier Reef, but every single coral reef around the world. And that's why we do need to invest in those new technologies that allow for new forms of coral development and coral spawning. That's the way that we want to be able to make sure that the reef remains healthy. And we think there's an opportunity to export some of that knowledge and technology to other countries that are facing the same issues as well.
The minister has also announced a $91.8 million additional cash injection into protecting the Great Barrier Reef. A draft decision on the reef's conservation status is expected within a matter of weeks. He says the Great Barrier Reef's problems have been in focus as Australia vies to keep it off UNESCO's in danger list, with the committee due to meet in July.
We will continue to strongly argue to UNESCO that it would be a big mistake to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger. I had the opportunity only yesterday to snorkel on the Great Barrier Reef, and I can assure you that the coral, clams, fish, turtles that I saw yesterday are flourishing.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
Some internet wobbles when things get tough. Ours? Rock solid. Built for speed and reliability, and backed by real local experts right here in Australia.
Yep, the kind who actually fix things for you, not just read from a script. NBN plans begin at just $49.95 per month. T's and C's apply.
Visit leaptel.com.au and leap to better internet today.